I think, well, let's see, if you have a son who really looks like his father did 20 years ago, 30 years ago, whatever, you might say that the boy...
Looks like his father.
Okay. Do you have any term for a child that is born to a lady that is not married?
We're out of wedlock, that's all I know.
Any term that you'd use, Mr. Hugh?
No, I don't have any term that I use for it. Except the right crowd.
All right. I understand.
Yeah. I've got the book right there on the dry sink, and I just got to it right. Reading was the bastard.
Uh-huh. So, all right. You wouldn't have any other term that you'd use, say, like, run across things like Woods Colt.
Never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of that.
It's pretty colorful. It's obviously when they don't say another word. If your sister has a son, the boy, I'm speaking hypothetically, I don't know. The boy would be your
nephew.
Okay, how would you pronounce that?
Nephew.
Okay. If there was a child that his parents died, what would you call that child?
Orphan.
He's just an orphan to me.
All right. And usually what would happen, you'd get the court to appoint some kind of...
guardian, I guess.
Yes, guardian.
Be.
Okay. Okay, we're in a not bad place to stop. I have to confess that that's what I was doing. I was sorting it out myself. I was thinking, I saw that, and I was thinking, gee, German, Zelisch,
English. Isn't there something about our daily bread? It seemed like there was one up there somewhere. Yeah. Our daily bread or something.
It was probably on the other side. I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't. We were sitting on there. Well, I was just curious.
No, Mike's was farther down. This one's been up there for a while. Mm-hmm. They were on the other side of the street, and then they built those buildings over there, and then he moved over there.
You mean the windmill was?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Mike's is just farther down below the hill.
Oh, we should have. Well, but, you know, we just went ahead.
Well, sure. Well,
served good food either place, I guess.
It was nice. Okay. We have a bunch of pronunciation items real quick, but it shouldn't take any time. At least I hope they shouldn't.
Uh-huh.
I guess we get both of you while you're still here.
Because we don't seem to agree on some things.
No, it's interesting. The more I listen to you, the more Chicago I hear. I really do.
Well, that's right.
The George Washington's wife's name was...
Martha.
Yeah, could you say it separately? Rather than
Martha.
Martha.
Okay. On the tape, that's going to be great to sort out.
Uh-huh.
Our current president's brother is named...
Billy.
Billy. William.
Well,
I guess it's William.
I don't know. I've never heard anything but Billy.
Okay, that's what I was looking for. This is a song called My Darling Something Gray.
Nellie.
Okay. The first book of the New Testament is...
Matthew.
What is it?
I don't know.
Matthew? Well, say Matthew. You want to see how you pronounce it.
Matthew.
All right. If a hypothetical Mr. Cooper had a wife, her name would be?
Mrs. Cooper.
Yeah.
Oh, Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. Before he was president, Eisenhower was a...
General.
Do you have any, I guess it's a couple of, I might run out a couple more of these, pronunciation ones real quick.